I'm delighted now to welcome back to the show Stephen Ovitzky. He is the executive director of the Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival, which opens this coming Sunday, the 18th of July. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
It's great to have you, and I can't believe time is accelerating or something. It seems like we just finished last year, and now you're up for a whole new season.
We were just talking about that at our office. One of our summer stage managers is back. And we were all saying it seems like he just left the other day to go back home, and now he's back with us for the summer. And we all decided it's just an age issue.
Oh, dear.
Time is going by more quickly.
I guess it is. But there's some wonderful things happening this summer. Chamber music. We have to always remind ourselves and others, what is chamber music as opposed to orchestral or any other kind of music?
Chamber music is music played usually by one person on a part rather than, let's say, in an orchestra where you have 16 first violins all playing the same part. And it's generally played without a conductor, and it's generally a smaller ensemble. So we'll have anywhere between 1 and maybe 13 or 15 people on stage at any given time. There's an intimacy and immediacy about chamber music that is virtually unknown in any other kind of music. The passionate performance and the individuality of each player working together. So you have great players at our festival who are really putting out a lot of emotional, passionate playing. But at the same time, they have to work together so that everything is together. So
it must be so interesting for people who play as you do. You're a horn player who play in orchestras sometimes, in chamber music other times, to, when you're playing chamber music, not have a conductor and have that, acting as one organism, kind of psychic communication among the instrumentalists.
There's a lot of communication that's unspoken, but rehearsals are about stopping and deciding how something will be done. So sometimes you have differences of opinion in rehearsals about how a certain passage should be phrased, and that gets worked out, and it gets worked out together, and the performance, you'd never know that there were any discussions about it. It just seems unanimous, and that's what makes great chamber music. It's such a passionate art form, and it's so immediate because it's just a few people playing directly to you.
When you are in a rehearsal and you're working those things out and you practice and practice, does this moment come where the whole thing clicks and it goes into a new level of working?
Yes, exactly. And sometimes you'll have that with an ensemble that plays together regularly. At our festival, we bring in mostly individual musicians, and they come together at the festival to rehearse a piece that they're going to play. So it's not like a standing group that comes to a city, plays a string quartet concert, and leaves. So our musicians come in, work together. Many of them have worked together before, but they're not a fixed group. And that's how they work. They rehearse, they try things. There's a basic level of understanding of the piece that happens before any rehearsal. And most of the pieces have been performed by these musicians elsewhere with other people. So it's a question of putting it all together, deciding on how certain transitions will be done, how certain things will sound, and then giving what at our festival is traditional, stunning performances. And that's what makes Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival truly unique. The level of players, the great repertoire, and the exciting experience of hearing this kind of music played in an intimate setting like St. Francis Auditorium.
Now, when you have people coming in from all over the place and playing in small groups together, maybe for the first time, or maybe some of them have played together before, basically you're putting a big premium on their rehearsal time. In other words, you've got to provide time and space for them to get to that point where the magic happens.
That's right. I mean, the rehearsal schedule that's put together by Linda Klosky on our staff is what we can describe as a 3 or 4 dimensional jigsaw puzzle.
Right.
So that to get enough rehearsal time that won't interfere with the concerts, and that the players will be able to go to their other rehearsals for other pieces with different musicians. And so that rehearsal schedule is a work of art that is created every year by Linda. and it provides for enough rehearsal for each piece to be really put together well.
Do the musicians then basically get to have a more extended, not vacation, but period of time of living in Santa Fe than they would have if there was just a group going in and out?
Yes. They're usually here for about a week, sometimes a little bit more than a week. And most of them play on four concerts during that week. So they're here for they spend a lot of time rehearsing and a lot of time performing, but they always have a good time while they're here. The golfers are always out playing golf between rehearsals, and the ones who are in are foodies are always finding some new place to go. The hikers are out hiking. I mean, everyone, all the musicians that come here have a great time.
Now, what are some of your favorite pieces that are being performed in the festival this year?
Well, one of my favorites is unfortunately already just about sold out, and that's Mahler's Das Lied von der Erde, the Song of the Earth. That will be with Susan Graham, our artist in residence, and tenor Paul Groves. David Zinman is conducting. This is the one piece that we have a conductor for because it's about 15 players and the singers, so it's much easier to put that together with a conductor.
What is there like a point, a breaking point where it's too many players and you need a conductor?
It's usually more about the music than about the numbers. First of all, the more players you have, the more various ideas of phrasing and interpretation you can get. So having a conductor there eliminates all the differences. You have one person who's leading it, and so the rehearsals go by much more quickly for a large piece. Das Lied von der Erde is over an hour long. So it goes by much more quickly, it has much more control, and ultimately would be a better performance. And so that's what we have. But that's on the 25th and 26th of July. But as I said, it's just about sold out. We have so many pieces. I couldn't pick a favorite. There are some pieces that are new, not in the sense of being newly commissioned, and we have a number of those that we'll talk about, but pieces that are new to our ears. A wonderful piece by Reynaldo Hahn. He was born in Venezuela, grew up in Paris, was active in the 1920s and 30s. He knew Sartre. He wrote a book about Sarah Bernhardt. He was a friend of hers. But he wrote a beautiful piano quintet, piano and string quartet, that I have never heard live. I have a recording. I've never heard it live. It's a beautiful piece. And I'm sure that everyone else in the audience also has never heard it live because it's rarely played. So it's one of those hidden chestnuts. I mean, I know that you'll love it when you hear it,
right,
but no one's heard of it to say, oh, I want to go hear that piece. But it's Reynaldo Hahn, wonderful composer, Sunday the 1st and Monday the 2nd of August at St. Francis Auditorium. That, I think, is one of those pieces that when people go to the concert, they will come away thinking, what a find, what a wonderful discovery.
We're talking to Stephen Ovitzky of the Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival. Yeah, and that's the, I suppose, fun and creativity of putting together a chamber music festival is taking things like that and giving them to the public.
Right, and Mark Nykrug, our artistic director, is always on the lookout for really wonderful pieces that are rarely performed. Last year we had this great Walter Braunfels quintet for strings. That was a real discovery. And big post-romantic piece, of wonderful performance as well. And I think the people who were there that had no idea what to expect walked out of there thinking, what a great piece. And I know that the Hahn will be the same thing this year.
So you have Susan Graham, and she's your artist in residence this year.
That's right. That's something new for us. And Susan is singing in four concerts. And she's one of the world's great mezzo-sopranos and has a very close New Mexico connection because she's from here and has a house here in Santa Fe as well. And on opening night, July 18th, and then on Monday, July 19th, she's singing The Deepest Desire, Four Meditations on Love by Jake Heggie, who wrote the piece for her. So Jake Heggie is coming to play piano on that. And they'll be doing those pieces. And then she's singing in the Mahler that I just mentioned the following Sunday and Monday.
And you also have some commissions, as you do every year.
Right. I think we're the only music festival in the country, or at least certainly the only chamber music festival, whose artistic director is a very active composer. And Mark has a very strong passion for new music, not just of his own, but of other composers, and I'm also very committed to new music. I've been involved with commissioning new music for the last 30 years. And we have, I think, a great lineup of new works, and the composers will be here. The young American composer, Cynthia Lee Wong, will be here for a piece for piano quartet. That'll be in August the 6th, on August 6th, that is. And then Chinnery Ung, who I haven't seen in 30 or more years. Chinnery is from Cambodia and writes great music with a lot of influence of Cambodian traditional music as well.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, and he's writing a piece called Akasa, called Formless Spiral, and we were co-commissioners of that. And
do they use traditional Cambodian instruments?
Well, he doesn't use Cambodian instruments, but he's written it for viola, cello, piano, percussion, and the Chinese pipa.
Okay.
And the great pipa virtuoso, Wu Man, will be here to play those performances.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you've never heard of any of this and you don't know what's going on, just check it out anyway.
Right.
Because it's such an interesting way of surprising yourself.
Well, she is one of the most amazing virtuoso musicians in the world. And in addition to playing the piece by Chinnery Ung, she and some friends are going to do a concert on Saturday, August 7th at 8 o'clock at St. Francis. She's made a recording where she plays pipa, another player plays the Ukrainian bandura, which is this plucked string instrument with 20-some-odd strings, and a banjo and a Ugandan ndongo.
Good heavens.
And they do this wild and wonderful mix of things. So if you hear like North Carolina banjo tunes, but there's a pipa playing in the background, or Chinese music with the bandura adding some beautiful color. And Wu Man and Friends is a really wonderful evening, and for people interested in world music of all kinds, that would be a great night on the 7th of August.
Well, and that, to remind people about the Chamber Music Festival, there's always some unusual genre-wise, some unusual evenings, including jazz.
Yes, this year the great jazz pianist Marcus Roberts and his trio will be with us Indian Market Weekend on Friday the 20th of August at the Lenzik, and that'll be a terrific concert. He's one of the great straight-ahead jazz pianists working today, and we're delighted that he's here with his trio. And that's, again, the 20th of August.
Very many things going on at the Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival. Steven Novitsky is the executive director, and Mark Nykrug, whom we spoke to not too long ago about his piece Healing Ceremony, which was its whole own event at the New Mexico, the University of New Mexico Cancer Center. He's the artistic director, and for more information, you can go to SantaFeChamberMusic.com, and you can call toll-free 888-221-9836 or locally here in Santa Fe 505-982-1890.
Right, and we hope to see all of you at the concerts beginning this Sunday.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment. Please stay tuned.